The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Mrs. Pritchard, it's Mr. Colcliffe speaking.
Let's ditch the formalities, Mark. If we're in business, I think we should be on first name terms, don't you?
All right. Sue, I'm just ringing
it's about your second in a long line of properties. Panic not, I'm already on to it. There's no shortage, believe me, and I don't drag my feet in keeping clients happy.
Clients? You mean there's more than just me?
What's your problem, Mark?
Well, about these students. I'm getting the house sorted for them, and I wondered if, you know, I have to provide things like fire extinguishers and...
Students? Oh, living in a commune, orgies, wild parties type of thing. You worried about your house being burnt down?
No, I just wondered how the law stood.
You'd have to ask a lawyer about that, dearie.
Only I don't want lumber. If I'm going into this, I'm doing it properly.
Point taken. Very commendable, I must say. Well, I should think the council's your best bet. The housing department, no doubt they do a leaflet on the subject. Tenants' rights or something. Was there anything else?
Well, no, not particularly.
Now, let you go, then. Think of me as just the ignition key, Mark. It's up to you to keep the motor running, OK? You are a mechanic by trade. I'll be in touch. Toodle-pip.
Toodle-pip. Sarky cow. I want to trust you as far as I could throw you.
Want to trust who?
Damien! You've been earwigging my phone call. I've warned you before about barging in here without knocking.
The door were open.
You can still knock on it.
You should watch that. You'll have intruders.
Exactly. Now what do you want, pestering?
There's going to be trouble, Mark.
Mind that paint. What are you on about, trouble?
My uncle, he's threatening come round. It's going to be murder round our house.
Dunna be dramatic.
I'm not. You dunna know him. My mum's freaking out. My sister wrote a mess in her alphabet spaghetti. Uncle Ali's a nasty old man.
She wrote all that with alphabet spaghetti?
She's a big eater.
Come on, dame, I can read you like a book. You're just applying the pressure again. You heard me on this phone. I'm doing what I can. Now disappear, go on. Let me finish my work.
All right, I'm off. But I'm warning you.
And I'm warning you. Get off my property before you get your nose painted.
All right.
And don't touch that door frame.
Oops. Oh. I never touched it, honest. You got a rag?
I'll say this much for you, Elaine. You cannot make a decent copper. Me and Cyril used to do elevenses. We haven't a brew con, he'd say. Wet the whistle.
That's exactly like me and Bob, except it were coffee with him. He won her our tea bags when they found out they bleached them. Well, what's up? Yana mentioned your new carpet for about 60 seconds. You've nearly worn it out, wittering on about it. Oh, I don't know. Splashing out on this holiday for me, new carpet, gas fires.
Oh, dunna mention gas fires to me. Silly twit went and plumped round waste paper bin. Looked all right with bin there, I grant you, but when I moved it, there was this aluminium pipe running round like Spaghetti Junction. Still, he were only a young lad from Chelleath. I didn't want to come down on him like a ton of bricks. He had a lazy eye. Mind you, that's no excuse. I made him take it all apart again. I said, I'm not having that blot in my living room landscape. He couldn't apologise enough. Fell over himself, he did. Or was it pipe he fell over?
Spend, eh?
Well, you're going to take it with you, that's what I say. Have a good time before you croak it. Days are gone for thinking of others. I've half a mind to change me will after my son-in-law upset me.
You do your best for him, and what do they do?
They tell you can't go away with them, that's what they do. Mm. Till you get lost. I'll get lost, all right. I might go abroad and not come back. I might stop there. That'll give them a shock. It'll be all contrition then, you watch. They'll be begging me to come home.
Oh, I am looking forward to it, lovey. I've treated myself some new perfume on strength.
They dunna know what it's like be lonely. What's it called?
Amber grease.
Smells more like axle grease.
Hey!
Hey up, Mum. Hey up, Connie.
Dunna talk to her, Dawn. She's taking the mickey out of my new scent.
Amber grease, I ask you. They saw your mum coming a mile off. The whipper a mile up and all, smelling like a trollop sandbag.
Oh, don't be cruel, Connie. It's nice as that, but you'll find it's pronounced ambergris, French-like.
Well, it's Spain we're after, so it's still inappropriate.
It'll be different when she meets a fella and wants borrow some. I shall say no.
Dead serious, then, is it, this holiday?
Bet your life on it. It'll do us good. Cooped up inside four walls, aren't we? No wonder we get cantankerous from time to time.
But will me mum be able to handle it? It might be too big a step.
Oi! Your mum's present with a gob of her own, if you dunna mind.
Sorry, mum, but do you?
It's just what I need, lovey. Sun, sand and San Miguel.
That's what I'm worried about, booze.
You've not worry about as long as she's with me, Dawn. I'll keep her sober. Your mum's right, you know. Might make her better.
Yeah, you never know. See her, bars open at breakfast. Might make her a sight worse.
Come in, Nev. What brings you this way?
I'm on my way to see a man about a dog. I'm coordinating a holiday for the youth down Lowmoor.
Oh, where are you taking him?
North Wales. Only I haven't told Cheryl yet.
Oh, say no more. Taking to cycling, I see.
Got the idea from your super gran. I thought if she could do it at her age...
Hey, don't let her hear you say that. She'll pedal all over you.
So, giving the house a lick then?
Aye.
Don't see him 5 minutes since last time. Please, you got it back though, Mark. When you're moving in?
I'm not. I'm renting to a gang of students.
Students, eh? How many did you call a gang?
As many as I want, it seems. Add one round. Decent enough for a student, saying he'd pay £30 a week. Next minute it were like Piccadilly Circus.
Now, before you start planning how to spend your millions, they do have rights, you know. Well, don't bank on the archetypal scruff who uses dinner plates as ashtrays and the sink for peeing in.
Don't worry, Nev. I'll see they're looked after.
So who's looked after?
Aye, I'll bop you one if you do that once more.
I use this. Bit young for a student, I'd say.
Paper boy, Damien. Answers to Dame the Pain.
Is that your mountain bike outside?
Mm-hmm.
Not bad, is it? I use my sister's, but the wheel's punctured. Mm. Not surprised in our house. Tempers are pretty sharp. Know what I mean?
Oh, bright as a button, isn't he?
Aye, isn't he just.
My uncle's coming tonight. Reckons he's going to take my auntie away again. But Dad says over his dead body. But you haven't seen my uncle Ali. I might just be fatherless tonight.
Is this true, Damien?
Tends to exaggerate, don't you, Dame?
It's okay, though. Mark's buying another house to rent out soon. Sooner the better, if you ask me.
Damien, people are waiting for the papers.
No, it's in it today, any road. Just came to warn you about that bike. You'll get whipped if you're not careful. See you around, lads.
See ya.
So, this is what you gave up the garage for. A plunge into the property market full time.
Well, I did say I'd see what I can do, like.
Letting one house to students is one thing. But housing battered wives, waifs and strays, well, that's a completely different ball game.
I know what I'm doing. Still, can you keep stum and all? I don't want all the world to know about this.
Okay. It's a deal.
Holiday brochures. You going away, Cheryl?
On paper. I look at the pictures and transport myself. It's the only way when you're skint.
Well, why don't you go with your gran and all?
I'm not that desperate. My mum and dad are off, sun themselves silly. In a fortnight, they'll be necking drinks with umbrellas in and dancing to the birdie song in a hotel bar.
Ain't Nevin to going abroad?
He used to be. All that turns him on now is prattin' around this estate with bits of kids. No offence, Dawn. It's just that me and Nevin have been getting on lately.
Looks like Tessie's gonna get done for wrecking that poster. Be a fine, I suppose. I don't know how he's gonna pay with no benefit. Do you think Nev can help?
Do me a favour, Doc. Leave Bob Geldof out of this one. I'm up to here with him solving the world's problems. There's enough closer to home. Oh, you ain't got a fag, have you?
You've given up.
So I have.
Cheryl, forgive me for saying this, but you aren't half miserable. How old are you?
I feel 80.
What about this bag full of O-levels you've got?
What about it?
Empty it on someone's desk. That's what I'd do. If I had your looks and qualifications, I'd go places. I'd get myself a job for a kick-off. I want to sit there going stale like you, Cheryl.
A job? You know summit. You talk some sense, you do. Pass us that phone.
This junter brought me here. Dawn will go mad.
What's work coming to when your offspring this out of bed? Fine, we're getting army late.
Hey, you speak to yourself. I'm half your age.
We're coming here for company, not booze. A good old chinwag. Clock landlord, Will. He can natter. Told me this morning he's never been happier, and I know what's putting glint in his eye. The three M's, he said. Mobility, money and marbles. I see marriage, you know, on the agenda. She did a bunk, you know.
Never. Well, if he's going spare, I wouldn't mind.
You keep your hands off, or else you'll have Elsie reckoned with. Who says she only comes here for bringing oatcakes? But I know she's dishing out more than oatcakes.
Probably just the oats.
Clean in here, you pick up more than muck, I can tell you. The three M's, my foot. Mobility and money he might have. But he lost his marbles lengths ago.
I'm getting like you, Connie, you barmy.
Still, we haven't come here to talk about him. What about this here holiday?
Aye, I'll have to get my hair seen too.
We'll have to nip the post office and get a passport. Then there's the medical side.
I hope you don't mean jabs. I'm not having jabs.
We'll have a trip out next week, you and me, get things sorted. And don't worry about money. You can do so for me one day.
Now, I want to make it clear. I am hanging about with you for your money.
I know, Doug. Another gin, is it?
Oh, ta, and I'll just have a little smoke.
Oh, and don't forget there'll be no smoking on that plane.
You what? I had to sit for hours on end without a fat.
Don't exaggerate. It would have seemed 10 minutes.
I'll be gasping.
Think of me for once. I don't want to sit by you puffing all the way to Mallorca. Besides, we, you dither, you'll be dropping ash and we'll have a fire. That's the last thing you want, 6 mile high in a confined space. Aeroplanes are dangerous things, you know.
Oh, do you have to wind up me? I'm blacking it out my head. Aeroplanes are dangerous. You're gonna got me knickers twisted already.
You're doing what?
I'm organising a holiday for the kids on the estate.
And where are you planning on taking them? The Caribbean, perhaps? Costa del Sol?
North Wales.
North Wales? Is that all? And what about me while you're traipsing over the Welsh mountains, leaping from rock to rock like a gang of goats?
Herd.
You are?
A herd of goats.
Oh, don't patronise me, Neville.
It could be important to my career, Cheryl.
What career?
It's a community worker. Now, if I take these kids on a holiday, it shows I'm responsible.
It's your own kid you're responsible for, not some gang of hard cases. How long's it for?
A week.
A week? Stuck here on my own for a week?
Let's not fall out in front of visitors.
Oh, it's only Dawn. Charming. Sorry, Dawn. You know what I mean. You're used to this, idiot.
Oh, come on, Cheryl. Be fair.
Actually, Cheryl, it isn't a bad idea.
See?
Whose side are you on? Trouble is, would I be able to leave me mum?
I thought you were going away with Connie.
Oh, yeah. That's Andy. Hold on. I thought you were on about September.
I were on about school holidays.
Well, that's it then. It's impossible.
What do you mean, impossible?
Who's going to have little Ned while I'm at work?
Work? What are you on about? You don't work.
Oh, well, while you were riding round on that poxy bike, I made a few little phone calls.
So?
Mam said there's a job at Brindley Potts, clerical assistant.
So?
I've got an interview next week. So I'm afraid you'll have to stop all this poncing about.
I do not ponce about. It's serious work.
Well, while I'm bringing serious money into this house at long last, you'll be minding little'un. Because from now on, I'm going to be breadwinner.
Cheryl, you can't do this.
Who can't? I told you I'm fed up of being broke.
Cheryl!
Have you seen the state of Nevy's shoes? I'm ashamed, take him, toddlers, ashamed! Well, I'm not having my kid going without because his dad's too bone idle to get a job.
Bone idle?
Bone idle. If you're not going to be responsible for your own kid, I am. And if you don't like it, Nev, you can pack your flipping bags and go.
Today's writer was Mark Bickerton. The Coal Cloths was devised by Tony Perrin and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Coal Cloths return with another episode tomorrow.